But we're joined every Patriots Monday by Patriots tight end Hunter Henry. He's brought to you by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's top provider of drain and sewer cleaning and repair. By Shaw's and Star Market, look for the new lower prices every day tags throughout the store and save on the items that you buy most. And by Verizon, the New England Patriots, powered by Verizon 5G. Hunter Henry, how we doing this week?
Hey, guys.
You get dinged up in the game yesterday. How are you feeling today?
I'm okay.
Is it the kind of thing that could impact your practice schedule at all this week?
You just take it day by day, man.
You know, obviously not the result you guys wanted, but is there any part of you that is at least satisfied in the performance that you had? 8 catches, 90 yards, couple of touchdowns?
No, I'm not at all.
You're moving up the tight end record charts. You only trail Gronk and Ben Coates in receptions. Does that mean anything?
Yeah, it's always, you know, good to be honored and you know, mentioned in the same name as those guys. And we're so successful in this franchise, and I've done so many good things in this profession, man. So definitely an honor to be just in the same name, you know, breath as those guys.
You know, curious, are there times where you need to adjust a route? For example, if it's fourth down for you and your normal route would be like a 5-yard route, but it's fourth and 6, do you take it to 6 yards on that route, or are you still running 5 and then hoping to pick it up afterwards?
It just depends on the concept, man. So sometimes there's a little bit more freedom in a concept, and there's sometimes freedom in a concept where you can do that, and sometimes there's not.
So sticking with that for a minute, you know, there is a play that's designed short of the sticks. What's your mindset and your checklist kind of going in to a big play like that?
You got to find a way to get the first down at all costs, basically. But sometimes, you know, it's just you got to – maybe you're trying to draw a guy in so you can hit a ball behind them and just different things like that. So it just depends on the concept.
You know, as one of the leaders on offense, anytime a guy, you know, fumbles or turns it over, do you go up and say anything to them afterwards? Obviously, they know they screwed up, and obviously they're upset with themselves. Do you say anything to Ramondre or to Gibson, or do you just sort of like let those guys deal with it?
I'm going to let them deal with it for a little. They know what happened. It's the same thing sometimes that maybe if you drop a ball, I mean, you know you dropped the ball. Sometimes you don't need to be reminded of it over and over and over again. More just positive reinforcement, because that's a guy we need and has made a lot of plays for us. And so you just kind of try to lift him up and just, you know, try to keep going.
We don't want to pile on, but it is now 2 years in a row we've been talking to you on this show about Ramondre and the fumbles, and it was a constant talking point last year. He seemed to be taking it particularly hard after the game. Like he said, if I can't hold on to the football, they don't need to keep me. It sounds like you're standing by him, Vrabel's standing by him, everybody's standing by him. But is there a line where it's just you can only take so many of these fumbles?
Yeah, I mean, he knows that. That's all our livelihood is that ball. So obviously, you know, he said that after the game, and I mean, he means it. He takes a lot of pride in this game and what he does, puts a lot of work in. We have a lot of faith in him. And, I mean, he's made a ton of plays for us, too. So, I mean, you can look at all the bad stuff, but the amount of good plays he's made for us, too, we've needed him.
You guys went up against T.J. Watt, one of the best pass rushers in the league, and a pretty good defensive front for the Steelers. How do you feel like you held up against those guys?
They obviously made some plays, and we could have been better, maybe just helping out the tackles, blocking a little bit better. There's a lot of improvement, man. We've got to improve fast. Just wasn't good enough.
I know you probably face former teammates all the time, almost on a weekly basis, but was it any different facing Jabril Peppers this week, considering he was on the team just really not that long ago?
I don't think it was anything like different. I mean, he's a great player. And so, I mean, you just have to be ready to go. And he was flying around and ready to play, and obviously was ready to play against us for sure.
Okay, last week we got a win with the Hunter Henry surprise question of the week. This week, I know it wasn't a win, but a very good individual performance for you, Hunter, so let's stick with that this week.
It's time for the Hunter Henry Surprise.
Henry, touchdown. Whoa.
Surprise, Sydney.
Hey, surprise.
Surprise, motherfucker.
We wasted the good surprise on you.
Golly, y'all digging for the surprise in the day, huh?
Question of the week.
All right, once again, on a scale of 1 to 85, 85 being the most surprised you've ever been, 1 not surprised at all. Hunter Henry, how surprised were you when Will Smith slapped Chris Rock at the 2022 Oscars?
Probably 85.
I was surprised.
And that was the Hunter Henry surprise question of the week.
Wow, we broke it. The scale, Hunter.
I would agree.
Wow, I'm with you. That one, I was not.
That was wild.
I was not ready for that. Yep. Much more shocking than the end of The Sixth Sense or Destiny's Child or anything breaking up. All right, well, Hunter Henry, we appreciate you being a good sport, joining us every Monday. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, fellas.
All right, Hunter Henry.
Thank you.
Joining us here every Patriots Monday. 85.